the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcast on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, we have finished our first five-verse study of the book of John, and today we begin a new series, a very, very important series on Bible prophecy. Now, the text for the entire series is Isaiah 46, 9 through 13. So get that out and read it day after day as Dr. Green teaches us from this very important book of Isaiah and other scriptures. And we'll get to the very first message in a moment, but right now, let's hear, "There is a fountain filled with blood," and then Dr. Green.
A fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. A dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Heavenly Father, as we open thy precious word to read today. Help us to realize, as never before, that this book is a sacred book, a divine book, a God-breathed book. Help us to realize, as never before, that this book is history in advance, up to date, far ahead of today. And help us to see and know the things that thou wouldst have us see and know And dear Lord God, those who are not saved by grace, may this be the happy day. Their sins will be washed away in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. In Isaiah 46 and verse 9, remember the former things of old. Now, I want you to weigh every word that I read. Watch it and weigh every word. Remember the former things of old, for I am God. There is none else. I am God. There is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. My counsel shall stand. And I challenge in this first broadcast of prophetic truth, I challenge any atheist, agnostic, freethinker, liberal, or modernist to show me one word in this Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22 and verse 21. Show me one word that has not been literally fulfilled or is being literally fulfilled or that is prophesied. And of course, if so much has been literally fulfilled, and if so much is, let me change that, if, since so much has been literally fulfilled, and since so much is being literally fulfilled before our very eyes, then why should I doubt that the remaining prophecies that have not been fulfilled, why should I doubt that they will be literally fulfilled? Now, I'll never get anywhere if I discuss word by word as I read. Let me continue. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, that's the Antichrist, and the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I also will do it. Listen, dearly beloved, I can't help it. I must say this, I can't go on without it. You can mark it down in your little book. You can bear in mind that everything that God Almighty has said in His Word will come to pass exactly as God said it. In spite of the liberals, in spite of the modernists, in spite of the atheists, the evolutionists, the freethinkers, the agnostics, and all the rest of them, everything that God Almighty has said will come to pass. God said, I'll do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted. We have some stout-hearted men today. You know, I thank God. I thank God that the men who, in our space program, the majority of the men, I don't know them. I don't know the men. I mean, all I know about these men is what I've read in the newspapers, heard on the radio. I do not know one of these men personally, but I thank God that not one of them has denied God, and many of them have confessed that there is a God, and they've read the Bible in outer space around the moon, and I thank God that the American astronauts at least recognize a supreme being. But you know, a few years ago now, Russia sent up a Sputnik or something, I don't know, and they came back and said there is no God. We didn't find him. No, they didn't find him. But God Almighty will find Russia one of these days, and God will take care of that crowd of atheists. Now, don't you misunderstand me. There are some born-again Christians in Russia, and I expect you'd be surprised if you knew today just how many born-again Christians there are in Russia. They're underground, I mean by that. They can't sing and praise God in churches and in their homes like we do. They worship in secret, they worship underground. But God Almighty knows them and He knows where they are. But in spite of Russian communism, in spite of the atheists who rule that country, there are some God-fearing, born-again Russian Christians. Yes, and I repeat, I expect we would be surprised if we knew just how many people in Russia are really born again and they're God-fearing Christians. Now let me read this. I bring near, Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. Stout-hearted, far from righteousness. The days before the flood, there were giants. Now, this could mean, and it may mean, I'm not saying it doesn't mean, that they were huge men, huge men. Goliath was a huge man, 9 feet tall and so on. Now, in the days before the flood, these giants could have been huge men, but it doesn't just mean huge men. They were men of renown, the Bible says. Men of renown. They were outstanding men. They were brainy men. They were men of unusual learning and knowledge and ability. Now, you must admit, that Brother Noah was quite a fella. I tell you what you do, God bless you. You build a boat like he built. You build one that'll float. You build one before you criticize Noah. God gave him the dimensions. God told him what to do, and he did it, my friend. Now, today, of course, we have men with brains, and I mean we have giants today. This country has giants. Russia has giants. And around the world, there are mental giants and giants in many fields, physics, chemistry, science, astrology, astronomy, and all the rest of it. There are giants. The world is full of giants today. Now, he said, you stout-hearted, you're far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. For Israel, my glory. Now, during the past years, I say during the past years, of course, May 1948, in the month of May 1948, Israel became a nation. And ever since that day, certain groups and individuals have attempted to wipe that little nation off the map. Now, I know that the Jew has gone back in unbelief. I know that the nation Israel is there today, a nation of unbelief. I know that. But let me tell you, my friend, the stage is set. God's great time clock is ticking off the minutes. One of these days, I do not know the day, I do not know the hour, but one of these days, God will remove the church from this earth, and the church will be caught up to meet Jesus in the clouds in the air, and then God will begin to deal again with the nation that is the apple of his eye, the nation Israel. It doesn't make any difference what the teachers and the preachers and the evangelists have to say about the nation Israel. I know that there are those who teach and preach long and loud, and they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for radio time and printing in an attempt to prove that the church is a continuation of God's promises to Abraham, but the Word of God doesn't teach that. When we study and when we rightly divide the Word of God, anyone who will study the Word of God with an open heart and an open mind can see readily and assuredly and without any trouble whatsoever that it is utterly impossible for the New Testament church to be the continuation of God's promises to the nation Israel. Then I know there are others who have spent hours and multiplied hundreds of thousands of dollars in an attempt to prove that the English-speaking people are the lost 10 tribes, and therefore the English-speaking people are the recipients of God's promises to Father Abraham. But again, this is not what the Word of God teaches. And in spite of everything that teachers and preachers and professors and religious leaders have to say, we need to remember the former things of old. For God said, I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Beloved, everything that God has said about the nation Israel has happened to a letter, to the letter, and in every minute detail up to their present status in world affairs. The nation is now in the the land of Palestine. Of course, now it's called Israel and Transjordan. And the land was divided until the recent war. I say the recent war, several months ago now. And now, of course, much of the old city and Palestine is in the hands of the Jews. And, of course, the land is still divided, the Jewish side and the Arab side. But one of these days, the entire promised land will be occupied by Israel. And this is just Bible. I can't help it. In other words, it doesn't make any difference what men say about Israel, what men say about the land of the Bible. You can't change the Bible. I read the text again. Listen, remember the former things of old. When God made a statement concerning Israel and their enemies, it happened to the letter. The statements that God has made concerning this day and this hour will happen to the letter. I made the statement earlier in this broadcast today. This Bible is more up-to-date than tomorrow morning's headlines. This Bible is much more up-to-date than next week's newscast. God gives to us history centuries before it occurs, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." Now listen, beloved, as we continue these messages on prophecy, I must go slow and we will study step by step, but let me make this statement. When God said to Abraham, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy people into a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you." Now, when God made a covenant with Abraham, it is an everlasting covenant, and it cannot be broken, because the God who promised cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18, it is impossible for God to lie. In Titus 1 and verse 2, God cannot lie. Therefore, the covenant that God made with Abraham is an everlasting covenant. It cannot be broken. It will not be broken. And one glorious day, King Jesus will sit on the throne in Jerusalem, and he'll reign from the throne in Jerusalem, and the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters now cover the sea, and we'll have peace on earth and goodwill toward men, and everything that God has laid down in this precious Bible will happen to the letter. Listen what God said to the prophet Daniel, and Jesus said that Daniel was a prophet. You remember in the Gospel of Matthew, he said the prophet Daniel. Now listen what he said. In Daniel 2:47, the king Nebuchadnezzar said to Daniel, "Of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods." Daniel, your God is the God of gods and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Now that's in Daniel 2:47. If you'll read the second chapter of Daniel, you'll find that Daniel, God's prophet, revealed to the king a dream that he dreamed, and he had forgotten what he dreamed. Daniel told him what the dream was, and then Daniel gave to the king the interpretation of the dream. And when Daniel did that, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, said, "Daniel, your God is the God of gods. He's the Lord of kings." Now, the only way, Daniel, that you could have made known the secret, the only way that you could have made known the dream and the secret of the dream, is for the God of all gods to have revealed it to you. Now, listen to this challenge that we have in the book of Isaiah. Listen, "Produce your cause, saith Jehovah. Bring your strong reasons, saith the king of Jacob. Let them bring them forth, then show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come." Now this is a challenge from God Almighty to man. Listen. "Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods." Now, these people claim to be prophets, and they claim to be lords and gods. Now, God said, you show us the things that are going to happen. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Now, that's in Isaiah 41, 21 through 23. No one, no man upon the face of this earth has ever successfully met the divine challenge given here. No man has ever met the challenge that God has given here. Now, beloved, today I have just laid the foundation for a series of sermons on Bible prophecy and the things that are occurring so rapidly that it almost makes you dizzy when you read the newspapers and then remember what the Word of God has to say. It almost makes you dizzy to read and hear the newscast and realize that the Bible is being fulfilled so rapidly until surely Jesus is coming any second of any moment, of any hour, of any day that you and I live. I'm not a date setter. I have no respect for date setters. I have no time for date setters. But I'm saying with all the seriousness of my soul that Jesus Christ could come before the gospel hour leaves the air today. Jesus Christ could come before I finish my prayer. And I'll begin praying in a matter of a few seconds now. Jesus could come. Here's the thing that I'd like to drive home to your heart. God is God, and besides Him, there is no God. The God, listen, hear this, if you forget everything else I've said today, the God with whom we have to do is self-existent, uncaused, uncreated, and He is the incomparable one, standing alone in solitary grandeur of His eternal being from everlasting to everlasting. There has never been a time when God was not. And He's the God with whom we have to do. The God that knows the end from the beginning. The world is not like a helpless iceberg drifting as the changing currents carry it from one course to another. No, this world, this earth, this world in which we live is like a majestic ship with a chart, with a compass and a rudder, and with the great captain on the bridge. And He knows the course because He has determined the course. God knows the end in the beginning. Are you fretting? Are you fretting about things that are happening all around you today? Fret not thyself because of evildoers. God is God, and besides Him there is no God. And if you're right with God, you don't have anything to fear. And if you're not right with God, you don't have anything to look forward to but chaos and eternal destruction in the lake of fire. If you're not saved, God help you to give your heart to Jesus right now. Father, Father, take the word that I've given today. Honor the word, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and save every soul that's under conviction. Oh God, save that poor soul that's nearest hell. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and I want to let you know that we are now in the second week of our gift offer, E as in excellent, and it is a very excellent gift offer. I hope you have already ordered your set of offer E. If you haven't, jot down the notes today and order it as soon as you can. Now, what is in offer E? Well, we have a series of messages preached on the radio by my father on the Saturday only series that we do here at the program. There's also a hardback book of sermons by Dr. Green. And both of these items are available to you if you simply request offer E and send the donation to help this ministry stay on the air in the amount of $25 or more. Please send more if you can. $30, $35, even more will help us as we continue this ministry through God's guidance. But if you can send a donation of at least $25 and ask for gift offer E, I will send you first the series of messages we just finished on our Saturday only series, preached of course on Saturdays, entitled The Who, What, and Why of Salvation. Now this is a great series of messages, 17 in all, and we have put these on 6 compact discs and in a very nice holder for you to keep them safe between listenings. If you heard the series on the radio, I know you would enjoy having it in your home to listen again. Then we have the book Gospel Hour Sermons by my dad. It's a 132-page hardback book containing 7 messages. One of these is the written version of his message, Who, What, Why. Another one is Rocks, Rags, and Leaves, and 5 other great messages. So, to get both the set of messages on CD and the book by Dr. Green, just ask for gift offer E and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.